Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. If we can get Judge Thorne to quit harassing all the women folk. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. It's 10:34 a.m. We're on the record. And we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce and a Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush, if you feel like standing.
Commissioners Court and others, it's my pleasure to have Reverend Ben Taylor of the First Baptist Church of China, Texas, going to lead our invocation. Reverend Taylor.
Lord, we come to you today asking for your blessing, Lord, on the lives of each and every one present here. For the wisdom, Lord, for these that lead these people. For them to have justness, Lord, in their actions, and right thinking about all the matters that will be before them. For those that will be blessed by those decisions. Lord, for these things we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Taylor.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is it on, Mr. Ross? Thank you. All right, we'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order today, and we're going to go to District Clerk. Item A is considering possibly approve a resolution recognizing Dolly Rush for 23 years and 10 months of service and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Dolly, if you could come up, and I will read this resolution. And it reads, whereas Dolly Rush has devoted 23 years and 10 months serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and has gained exceptional knowledge and experience throughout her tenure with the Jefferson County District Clerk's Office, achieving promotion to the position of Records Management Supervisor. Whereas Dolly has dedicated her exceptional work ethic, knowledge, and experience to maintain and progress the records management department, and has gone above and beyond what was asked of her. Her knowledge and exceptional customer service have earned the respect of many of the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as of her colleagues. And whereas Dolly has served under the Honorable John Appleman, Lydia Ramis, Jane Burge, and Jamie Smith, and having made a significant contribution to the district clerk's office and the citizens of Jefferson County, Dolly is recognized for her dedication and for promoting the common good and welfare to the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as her generosity to all those who have had the privilege of working with her throughout her career. Whereas she is looking forward to spending more time with her family, exploring new adventures, and spending more time on the felt shooting pool with her pool-playing family, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Dolly for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
I want to be the first to congratulate you. I'm sure I'm not the first, but congratulations on your retirement. Nearly 2.5 decades serving not only the clerk's office, but the citizens of this county has certainly not gone unnoticed. I want you to know on behalf of our entire office how much we appreciate you, how much I will miss you, and I'm thankful that she said she's a phone call away because I will be taking you up on that.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dolly, would you like to introduce your family?
Yes, I plan on doing that, and thank you for the recognition. I have a crew here, my family, my sons, daughter-in-law, and my beautiful grandchildren, if you wouldn't mind standing up. My brothers and sisters, if you would mind standing up. My brother-in-law, brother. I would name them all, but I'm not. This is the backbone. My family means a lot to me. My family has supported me a lot in my life. I appreciate y'all for being here. Thank you, and I love you dearly. I would like to address the court and let you know I do appreciate and thank you for honoring me today. I have a little short story I want to share with you. I don't know how long I have, but I'm not going to take long. I did hire on here almost 24 years ago under Mr. Appleman. It was a time in my life that I was going through some hardships. I came to interview with Mr. Appleman. I don't know if anybody remembers Elaine Griner. She was with him. I pulled into the parking lot that day, and I sat there and I prayed to the Lord. And I said, Lord, if this is meant to be, let the words flow through my mouth. So I march on up in there, and I go to the interview, and everything goes great. You know, Mr. Appleman asked me one last question. Mr. Appleman asked me, he said, I want you to tell me now why I think I should hire you. I looked at Mr. Appleman and I told him, I said, well, for one, I don't think you'll be disappointed. I'll make one of the best employees you ever had. And at this time, this girl could just about use a break. And I started welping up crying. I went back to my car and I said, Lord, did you really want me to cry like that? I go back to my office where I worked for BISD. Half an hour later, I got the job. I thank Mr. Appleman. I thank Lolita Ramos because she advanced me up. I thank Jane because she filled in when Lolita left unexpectedly in her passing. I thank Jamie for everything he's done for me and moving me upwards too. And I especially thank Jill Weebush, who has filled in, has done wonderful things and been a big support for me. I love everyone here at Jefferson County. I've earned lots of friends, family, all the judges and clerks. I respect you all. I appreciate you. I will miss you, but I'm now going to enjoy my life doing what I want to do when I want to do it. Again, thank you, and I'm honored. Thank you.
I don't know where our tickets,
certificates are, Dolly, but we have a flag.
Judge, I think.
There we go, right there.
Bush was hiding.
Thank you so much.
All right, you are certainly welcome to stay for the rest of the Commissioner's Court meeting. And you are, we will take a 10-second break if you wish to exit. Turn to our regular agenda under purchasing. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a contract for IFB for professional home demolition services for home buyout acquisition program with Brizo Construction LLC. This is for the Hurricane Harvey Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Funding for a voluntary home buyout acquisition project funding provided Jefferson County by the Texas General Land Office under contract 721-7240, which was previously awarded on January 19, 2021. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 3.226. Item B is considered and approved execute change order number one for phase six first time sanitary sewer improvement project for Jefferson County under the CDBG program with Jet Aeration of Texas LLC to change installation for residents Shellhammer Road from a grinder pump station to on-site sewer facility. omission of on-site sewer facility at residence on Gilbert Road, and additional four grinder pump stations, one residence on Brooks Road and three on Boyd Road, for an increase of $6,275. Bringing the total contract amount from $117,909.05 to $124,184.25. An attached list gives the revised list of residences. This project funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant Fund from the Texas Department of Agriculture, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR Section 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for the Beaumont County Clerk's Office back wall termite repair in the amount of $11,964.85, in accordance with the Choice Partners contract through Capital Projects. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under community supervision, we have one item to receive and file the budget for 2022-2023 for the Jefferson County Community Supervision Corrections as required by the Texas Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner second. Bush, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it. Under county airport, we have one item to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a lease amendment for a lease agreement between the General Services Administration and Jefferson County for the TSA lease at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, which addresses a mathematical error in the original lease. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second. Who seconded it?
I did.
Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Have several items under county auditor. Item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for purchasing for additional costs for advertising in the amount of $5,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment for risk management for additional costs for employee insurance in the amount of $5,700. Item C is consider and approve a budget amendment for JP Precinct 1 Place 1 for additional costs for employee insurance in the amount of $10,200. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for district court records tech replacement of scanner and $1,000. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for road and bridge precinct 4 to replace a mower, equipment, and fuel. Item F is consider and approve a budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for inmate housing in the amount of $90,000. Item G is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending June 30th, 2021. Item H is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $741,843.70 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. And item I is regular county bills, check numbers 484769 through 484994. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county clerk, we have one item to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement with election services contract between Jefferson County and the city of Bevel Oaks for the election to be held on November 2nd, 2021. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Who seconded?
Me.
Seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we have three items. Ma'am, you came in late. Did you come in for a specific agenda item? Okay. Item A, under Commissioners, is considering possible approval of resolution appointing Judge Randy Shelton as joint presiding judge for the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court to act as a designated representative for submission of grants, and I suppose that means related to the drug treatment court. Item B is considering possibly approving proclamation for Breastfeeding Awareness Month, and item C is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission. Motion on those items under county. Moved by Commissioner Sinegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? And I just note that that mutual aid agreement amendment is just to add in Jasper County. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Ma'am, would you like to come introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? My name is Kara Michael, and I am a lactation consultant, and I actually work for the Port Arthur WIC office. And I wanted to make the proclamation today because breastfeeding is really important, especially for our community. We know that breast milk is the best nutrition for babies, and it gives them so many immune benefits and all that good stuff. Plus, it's really good for mothers as well. And the sad fact is whenever we look at Jefferson County, we have very high rates of infant and maternal mortality. And it's multifactorial, but breastfeeding is definitely a piece of it. So I wanted to make the proclamation today to support our mothers and show them that the community supports them. A lot of moms tell me they feel embarrassed to breastfeed in public, and that's a major barrier to them choosing to breastfeed or continue to breastfeed. So that's why I wanted to have this proclamation today, to show support for our moms.
Thank you. And the proclamation reads, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, American Dietetic Association, American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, American Academy of Family Physicians, and other leading health organizations, breastfeeding is the optimal food for infants. And whereas exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months after birth with continued breastfeeding for at least 12 months of life ensures that both mothers and infants receive maximum health benefits. Whereas breast milk is physiologically tailored to meet infants' maturing digestive systems, ensuring proper growth and development, and is associated with lower rates of childhood illness such as obesity, diabetes, and infectious diseases, as well as reduced risk of maternal breast and ovarian cancers and a faster recovery from childbirth as compared to formula feeding, and promotes maternal infant bonding and benefits the entire family, and is associated with lifelong health and development. And whereas breastfeeding is a vital emergency protection for the infant during times of disaster by providing a safe, secure source of food and hydration that is readily available and should be supported by family members and community. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim August 2021 as Breastfeeding Awareness Month to increase awareness of the critical role of breastfeeding to improve maternal infant health and to reduce infant mortality in our community. Signed this day by the Commissioners Court members, and we're happy to do that. And I hope y'all have a successful August.
Well, thank you very much. We're having a breastfeeding celebration, actually, August 6th. Y'all are welcome to come. Anyone in the court is welcome to come.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Under engineering, we have two issues. Item A is considering possible approval of replat of a portion of lots 8 and 9, Block 1 of the Orange Farm subdivision, a portion of 5.0 acres of tract of land, and the tracts 1 and 2 of the Kethley Hildebrandt Road addition and the John McNabb survey located off Hildebrandt Road in precinct number 2. It's not within the ETJ and it met all the platting requirements of Jefferson County. Item B is considered approval of plat of the crossing at Pine Island Phase 1, lots 1 through 8, 6.066 acres of land out of the James Garris Senior League, abstract number 24, located at South Pine Island Road in precinct number 1. Which is located in the Beaumont extraterritorial jurisdiction and has met the city's as well as the county's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, we have one item to consider and possibly approve granting extending leave without pay for up to 90 days for Jason Jack, a Road and Bridge Precinct 4 employee. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any issue that any member of the Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I would like to make sure that the media let it be known that we need to have individuals to be careful now. There is a spike in our community with this COVID, and we need to make sure that we are ready, prepared to do what we have to do. And anyone that needs the vaccine, please give a call to us, because it works, period. I have three employees that basically have gone down. Three of them were vaccinated, and they didn't get as sick as they would have probably been. So I hope, and as I read around and see what's going on in the county departments, we need to make sure we're vigilant in every form and fashion. It doesn't exempt Jefferson County.
I want to echo that. Yesterday, I got some news about Baptist Hospital not accepting new patients. I called them and spoke to them during the height of the COVID epidemic. The highest number of COVID patients they had on January 13th of 2021 was 55 patients. Last week, they had 8 patients with COVID. That number had increased to 50 yesterday. 90% of those patients had not had their vaccination, and the ones who had had the vaccination were having much milder symptoms and were able to be released relatively quickly after some very minor medical interventions. And unfortunately, or fortunately for them, a lot of the population of our hospitals come from surrounding counties where the vaccination rates have been lower. So we're asking everyone to consider the vaccinations, because we could get to a time where our medical system was taxed to the extreme, and that can lead to people who have heart attacks, traumatic injuries, and car wrecks, and so forth, not getting the treatment they need because of an overburdened medical system. And so I would ask those who have had objections to the vaccine to study it, to reconsider, and look at the best available scientific evidence for the efficacy of those vaccinations. But that is the reality of where we are in the medical community right now. So, commissioners, any elected official have anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? I want to thank everybody for being here today. And
public comment.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot, Commissioner. Thank you so much. This is a time of public comment. If you're here in the courtroom present, you may come to the lectern and introduce yourself and make any public comments you wish to make. If you are online, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. So we are open for public comment. All right, hearing none.
I wasn't going to say anything, but the Key Lake fish pass, that was a tragedy last week where 2 people lost their lives. We posted signs, we put fencing up. It's not really county property, but we have tried to deter people from fishing off of that ledge. That was a tragedy last week. 2 citizens lost their lives, one trying to save the other. I would ask that people please not fish on that broken concrete. I don't even know what you call it, Judge, but I pass there all the time, ride my precinct, and people be fishing on top of that. We haven't had a tragedy in about 3 years. One time we was having one or two people die every year on that ledge, so please do not fish on that ledge. Judge, I would ask Miss whoever, I know we had talked about it one time about trying to get someone to take that whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called.
I think that I can't recall right now whether that particular concrete structure belonged to a pipeline company or to the Texas General Land Office. But Michelle, if we could ask the engineering department to try to do a little research for us and see who that structure belongs to, whether it's abandoned, whether or not we can demolish one end of it to prevent, because those tides that come through there are very strong. And
I want to pray, ask everyone to pray for the lady who lost her husband trying to save the other guy. Yeah, no, that was real, you know, sends chills to my body. He was trying to be a hero, and he lost his life, tied a rope to himself and dove in and still drowned. So please do not get on that ledge. And thank you, Michelle, if we can get on that right away, maybe we can save a life in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. And anything else? All right, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much for being here today. We'll take a short break before we go back into closed session.